Welcome back to the Terminal Exchange, the official podcast of Nussbaum Transportation, where we explore key issues and compelling stories in the trucking industry. I'm your host, Dayton Rumbold, and you're listening to episode 122, Like Mother, Like Daughter, Telling Stories with Pega Michaela. Have you ever stopped to think, I'm becoming like my parents? Today, Pega Michaela, mother-daughter duo, discuss what their moms mean to them, how they came to Nussbaum, and the joys of motherhood. You're not going to want to miss this featured exchange. Welcome back to the Terminal Exchange, the official podcast of Nussbaum Transportation. Today we have Peg Balducci, Michaela Magid. Did I say it?
Yep, you got it.
Magid, here with us today, the mother-daughter duo. And we have a couple mother-daughter duos here at Nussbaum, and it's special. I think this is a really special thing that you guys can be able to work together. So today we're going to talk about how you got started working at Nussbaum, if this was an aspiration that you always wanted to work together, and just what it's like to relate to each other. And Michaela, now that you're a mom yourself, I think you can start to see that relationship and how that, you know, being a grandma and being able to work together. I mean, this is a really special thing. Mm-hmm. And so I think we can talk about these stories and get to know each other a little bit. So, yeah, thanks for being on here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
You can kind of go first since you started first.
Yeah.
I'm no way.
I do have an icebreaker question just to break the ice. What Guinness World Record do you think you could break in the future? We just had the Olympics, but what Guinness World Record do you think you could break if you were given the chance to?
Wow.
I would for me, I would say the most Pop-Tarts eaten in 1 hour. That would be my Guinness World Record that I would break. I like eating Pop-Tarts.
That's
funny.
Awesome.
Well,
I'm thinking if we're going to think about eating, I love popcorn.
Most popcorn eaten.
I can eat a lot of popcorn if I'm watching a good movie.
That's a talent.
Mm-hmm. And my husband says I cannot eat popcorn when it's quiet in the theater. It has to be really noisy and a lot of action so that he doesn't hear me chew.
Oh, goodness.
Aw.
I was thinking speed walking because we like to walk laps around the lake a lot, and I have to try to keep up with her. She's got way longer legs than I do, so I have to keep up. But
and
it's probably
just
speed
walking. Just my normal pace.
Yeah.
Wait till I get really fast.
Yeah.
Until there's a fire.
Yeah. That's cool. And you guys eat lunch together?
Yep.
Almost every day.
Usually, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless something happens. Have you always done that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
probably
much.
Probably until, I guess when I first started, our schedules didn't really align.
Yeah, that's true.
But now they kind of have, so, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. It's a really cool thing. So let's get into it a little bit. So working here at Nussbaum, how long have you been at Nussbaum? So, Peg?
Well, I just celebrated 24 years.
Okay.
Woo! In July. Yay! And I will say, when I started, I was probably one of the younger ones, and now I'm not. But, yeah. How long have you been?
It'll be 7 years in December, so just about 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. I did 5 years in accounting, and then now a year in safety.
Mm. So. Okay. 1 year in safety, and then the first 5.5 in accounting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when you started here at Nussbaum, what was that like for both of you? And it's changed. Peg, where were you at in life at that time?
Well, when I started here at Nussbaum, we had just moved back from Indiana, lived there for 10 years. My husband took a job back home in Eureka area. And ended up, Michaela was starting kindergarten and our son was going into sixth grade. And it was probably time for me to get a job and do something while they're at school, and got a through a connection at our church, ended up getting an interview with Lloyd Stoller, and I guess the rest is history there. But so I started at the old building, mm-hmm. old office down the road here, and that was definitely different than where we're at now.
What was different about it?
I would say, first, just different in trucking. We were LTL, mm-hmm. less than truckload,
mm-hmm.
with just a little bit of what we considered over the road, or what we mm-hmm. do now. Technology. There was a computer in the HR department.
Yeah.
Not a computer, I'm sorry, a typewriter in the HR department.
Yeah.
And I had not used a typewriter since high school.
Okay.
So that would have been about, oh goodness, I was probably 12 years beyond that.
Yeah, right.
At the time.
You've been working, yeah.
Yeah, so the typewriter was a little intimidating, like, oh my goodness. And then they did just, I think within the last maybe couple years before I started getting into the PCs, the mm-hmm. computers. And then also just thinking, something that comes to mind with the trucks and the equipment is mm-hmm. the tachometer.
Mm.
I don't even know what exactly it does, but it's this little paper disc that I remember some of the gals in the HR department would process somehow. I don't even know what they would do with it, but I think it tracks maybe speed or the running of the truck, maybe the hours of the drivers.
Yeah, hours of service.
Somehow.
Before we had the cameras in the truck, we had the tachometer.
To see how fast they were going, I guess. I don't know. Yes.
Yeah, we'll have to do some research.
Yeah, I tried to do research, but I'm still not sure what that is. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, technology, the change between where we were at back then to here is, you know, you're a lot less paper shuffling now than what we were doing back then. A lot of data entry was happening. I mean, a lot, I think, back then, off of paper things that you were inputting data. So.
Yeah. And you said you were working out at the docks? Is that
the how HR that? Department and operations was out attached to the docks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, in the old.
Why would they decide to do that? Just space limited?
That's a great question. It was an office building kind of attached to the docks.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea. That's a great question. I don't know.
Just the way it was.
Yeah. And I think that was the office itself. And then later is when they built that brick building in the front
mm-hmm.
that was disconnected from the docks.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's
okay.
How that happened. I don't know.
Okay. Very cool. And then Michaela.
Yes.
Did you always aspire to work with your mom? And how did you get started at Nussbaum?
So I originally went to school for psychology and elementary ed. I wanted to go into child life specialist, but turns out probably wasn't cut out for that. But my dad actually was the one who pushed me to apply here. I think mom just didn't want to be a little biased and persuade me. I think she kind of just wanted me to make my own decision and
well,
see what I
how
wanted
many
to do.
Kids want to go work with their parent, right?
Yeah. But
don't
she
let her
always
make her
yeah.
decision.
She always talked it up and always loved who she worked with mm-hmm. and maybe like the trucking side I knew nothing about, so that was a little intimidating. I ended up just finally applying one day and got the job. And, I've been very blessed to work here now. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So 7 years ago, where were you at in life then? Like, were you fresh out of school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I was actually working at an elementary school, ages special ed, ages 3 to 5. And so I loved doing that. That was super fun. But it wasn't full-time. It was just a part-time position.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was about to get married. I was engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so just kind of in that next stage of life, I was like, I probably should be working for or looking for a full-time position. That's kind of...
Okay.
Yep.
Do you ever think that you would miss that psychology side, working with younger kids, or what are your thoughts there?
Yep, I do. There are days that I do miss it, but then thinking about the process of having to go back to school, and I just like, I like where I'm at now, and I was like, that's okay, I'm done with the studying, and
yeah, yeah.
But and you still work with kids at home?
Yes, I have. And you my still kids have the now, kid time. So that's my fix.
We right were just there. Saying before this episode how mm-hmm. your 2-year-old likes to sing
yes.
a lot.
Yep, yep. They definitely keep me on my toes.
Okay, that's cool. And then give me an idea on. You have 2 kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So I have a daughter, Laylin. She's 4 and a half. And then Maverick will be 2 soon.
Okay.
So, all yeah. right.
And then looking at, you know, Peg, your family, you're married to Kevin.
Yes.
Okay, Kevin, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Yep.
And do you have any other children?
Yep, we have a son, Shane.
Okay.
Who is about 6 years older than Michaela. Mm-hmm. And he's married and has 5 children.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually drives a truck as well. Has a couple drivers
really?
That drive for him. Yeah.
Okay. Trucking runs in the family.
Yep.
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Is he local?
He is, yeah. He actually, him and his wife, Tara, bought my childhood home from my parents when they moved into town.
Mm-hmm.
About, oh, goodness, I'm trying to think. Has it been about maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they live out in the farm, and which is nice when Shane has semis and trailers and stuff parked all over the place, and
yeah,
there's room for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. So 7 grandkids.
Yes,
7 grandkids.
Yep.
Keep you on your toes.
They do. The oldest is 19. The youngest is almost 2. So kind of a wide range.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
And then coming to work, you carpool, is that correct?
We do carpool.
Okay, what's that like? Do you turn on music when you're in the car, or is it complete silence?
Well, we do have music, yep. and like we talked about earlier,
yeah.
We are serenaded by the 2-year-old, almost 2-year-old grandson, singing all the Miss Rachel songs that
uh-huh.
he can sing, whether it's I'm So Happy, Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Yep.
E-I-E-I-O.
And then my daughter does not stop talking the whole time, so
okay.
yes. there's never a moment of silence.
Really.
Never. No.
Laylin is Chatty Cathy.
Yes.
Yes.
Everything she's thinking comes right out.
Comes yeah. right so, out.
Yep.
Aw, that's fun.
So, but yeah, she does the drop-off, or she comes with us for pickup
okay,
and
okay, so they're
off, so.
On the way to school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes. Nice.
So, yep, their daycare's just right on the way to here, so.
Okay.
Just all make the trip.
Wow. Yeah, it's efficient.
It
and that's
is.
Something I wonder, too, of like, how do you work and be a mom? I mean, that's a question mm-hmm. that it seems that would be a very difficult thing. How do
yeah.
you balance that?
Mm-hmm. It is very tough, and
it's
some
hard.
Days are easier than others.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I guess you've been doing it longer than I have. But
no, it's hard, and it's hard. I think you have to try to be organized. Whether it's you're at home, thinking of what you need to take care of it on the home front, so
mm-hmm.
that you know what happens, you're not home during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's meal prepping and
mm-hmm.
You're thinking laundry and taking care of the house, and if we have children at school age and or in daycares and their needs as well and. Yeah, I think I'm just thinking organization is what comes to mind. You have to be and mm-hmm. disciplined with that.
How old were your kids when you were working here at Nussbaum?
So when I started here, Michaela would have been 6, just going to kindergarten.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And Shane was 6th grade.
Okay.
So he was almost 12. And, yeah, so just right in that age where a lot of after-school activities were starting up for Shane and then knowing that, you know, at some point when you get home, you need to have dinner ready, and
mm-hmm.
but yet you're picking up and running here and there and games and
yeah.
what have you. So, yeah.
It's just like you're working overtime. I mean, it's
yeah.
like the work does not stop.
It doesn't
mm-hmm.
end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
For a long time.
For
a long time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it gives me a lot of respect, just what you're saying. How do you balance
mm-hmm.
it?
Just routine. I'm a big routine person, and so every morning I try to get myself ready, and then we get the kids out of bed and just try to, move on from there. But, and then at night, I try to take it as time to, we're going to be cooking dinner and doing the dishes, but then also spending time with them, trying to find, like, going on long walks or, like, just doing things to be present with them in that moment, because they're not going to be little forever, and so you want to kind of embrace that and cherish it before they grow up.
Yeah. But it sounds like you try to slow down.
Yes. Yeah.
When you can. It's easy. Mm-hmm. You come back, and you're still thinking about work and, you know, and they're wanting to talk and hang out, play.
For sure.
Okay. So you guys take walks together?
Yes. That's normally our wind down time, is we'll go for a walk, let them play in the playground, and definitely having my husband there to help too is like a huge shoulder to lean on just to help that process go a little smoother.
Yeah.
That's key. And a lot of people don't have that luxury of of a, you know, a spouse at home that is hands-on with the children as well to help and give you that support. And, you know, whether it's your tag team in the sense of maybe you're prepping dinner and the older one can help you prep the dinner and you can make that a fun time. And then, you know, the spouse is with the other younger child that needs, you know, different kind of care, you know. And so you having that husband or that spouse there is super helpful.
Yeah. Learning how to, you know, trade off and what are the things that you can do to help each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really important.
Support each other. Yep.
Yeah. So coming back to a little bit of Nussbaum, Michaela was in accounting, but now you're in safety. What are the different roles that you have in safety, in HR?
My roles right now currently is probably more focused on the benefit side. I'm thinking health insurance, or I should say just any insurance questions and issues, short-term disability situations. I get do a lot of that. And then working with the scorecard, having calls and conversations with drivers on their habits and that I kind of like, because I'm learning along the way as I try to help them too. But that's currently what I'm.
Yep. So from benefits to scorecard.
And that's probably a little bit of the safety. Work injuries is another area as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You'll handle that?
Between Clay and myself, we work together on those. Yep.
Okay. So you have a full plate.
You can be busy at times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I enjoy it. Where, you know, I think going back when we were a lot smaller company, we didn't have, maybe this is not the right way to put it, but I'm thinking a defined safety department, where now we have, you know, Nathan and his team, Michaela and Clint and Hunter, and then also we have Kevin and his team with the performance coaches, where we didn't have all of that, and it was a lot less of us in the HR safety department. And so you did a lot more things and got involved in a lot more, you know, whether it's accident reports and I mean, just kind of goes down the line of things that happen or come to the safety and HR department. And now it's just impossible for, you know,
one person can do that.
You just need more people and having the, you know, upper management that foresaw where the direction of the company was going, and then, you know, built the team around.
Yeah. And at what time you did the store uniforms, you did the...
Sure,
you would handle
ago.
That
yeah,
too.
Sure, years ago. Yeah, yep. When it was very new.
That's the difference between a small company and a large company is, you know, you can't do as much. You have to be more focused on what you're doing.
Yeah. And there wasn't a marketing department, right? And that's something new within the last, I guess, I don't know how many years, but time flies, right?
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you like about HR? What do you do in HR safety?
So I'm a part of the claims team, so with Nathan Clinton Hunter, and we handle the accidents and then hours of service. And then, yeah, just kind of wait for those phone calls or if we're going through log violations for drivers. And then I'm also a part of the wellness team, wellness committee. But yeah, so those are kind of the few things that I do there. But
that's awesome. Yeah. So do you like your team, the little pod that you have? You said you, Hunter, and Clint
and Nathan.
And Nathan, okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a good team dynamic.
Oh, yes. Yep, it's super fun. But okay. We're serious, but it's fun.
Yeah. Serious but fun.
Yes.
Somehow you strike that balance.
Yes.
Like I think Dale does that really well. He's fun, but you know, does his work.
He does his job well.
Yeah.
Yep.
He does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you enjoy about your work?
I enjoy that every day is different. You don't know what you're gonna walk into on a Monday morning or even any day for that matter. But yeah, I just like the variety of it. And kind of when a driver is in a stressful situation, I like to be there. I like to help them and hopefully decompress it a little bit. Mm-hmm. That way takes a little stress off of them. And because when they're calling about an accident, that's not necessarily something fun to talk about. But yeah, just kind of trying to be there and making sure they're getting everything they need for it. But yeah, I do enjoy it. It is exciting.
Yeah.
But it is tough. There are definitely tough days out there. But yeah.
That's the fun thing with trucking is it's live, it's active, you know, people are moving.
Yeah.
There's always something new and different. So it's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Peg, what about you with work?
With
what do you enjoy about your job?
I mean, I would say the thing I enjoy the most is probably just being there to help our drivers. I know that their job every day can be challenging, and being away from home, and usually if they're calling to HR and maybe even to safety and Michaela's team, is because they need something, or there's maybe crisis isn't the right word, but it maybe in their mind it could be.
Right.
And to have that calming voice on the other end to kind of talk them through what's going on and how can I help you, and I want to help you, and let's, you know, and for me, sometimes because of where we're at with the technology in this industry and here at Nussbaum, I can do things easier and probably pretty quick to resolve or help a driver than they can when they're trying to drive down the road and get a load somewhere safely and on time, you know, meet the delivery appointment, et cetera. And so that's probably what I enjoy the most, is being able to be there to help.
Yeah, and that's a key thing. I mean, if you didn't have that drive to help people, you'd probably feel a little burnt out, and to be able to do this for 24 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I thought it would be fun to take a little bit of time to encourage each other and just say, what is it that you see in the other person that you do a really good job at this? This is something I see that makes you a good employee at Nussbaum. When you see each other and the gifts that you have, what would you say to the other person?
So my mom has always been very hardworking. I don't think she ever sits down except when she has to sit to work. she's constantly on the move. She's always willing to like learn something new. So I always appreciate that, just trying to always build your knowledge. And then she's, like she said, she loves helping others. And so I think that is, those things are very strong, and that's why she shines at her job, and people go to her, it seems like, quite often. So yeah, I think those things, her bringing those to work is what she's but yeah.
I would say with Michaela, just as I sometimes can hear conversations on the other side of my little partition on how she approaches conversations, sometimes tough ones with drivers, particularly because of her safety role, and how she definitely has the that calming presence, and be compassionate type tone, and not coming across, you know, accusatory or judgmental, you know, because usually conversations that she would probably have is going to be maybe a humbling one for someone because, oh, I made a mistake, and, you know, try to calm their anxiousness that they may have or whatever, and to say, hey, it'll be okay, we'll get through this, here's what we need to do, and talk through those steps. So I think that's one of her really strong traits.
Yeah, the ability to have those hard conversations is something that's really important too. Like, not a lot of people want to have those hard conversations. No one wants to have those conversations.
Right.
But to be able to have that in a way where you have a calming presence, and that's really cool. And that's something you can use in the rest of your life, you know, conversations with other people. So it's good.
Yeah.
Thinking about, so we talked a little bit about work, coming back to family and motherhood, what is something that you have, now that you have your own kids, how have you learned more about your mom, and how have you learned from each other about parenting with your own kids? And maybe you see that as a grandma now, Peg, you know, it's like, oh, I learned this new thing about motherhood through seeing it this way. How have you learned about parenthood in that way?
So some things that she taught me, like when I was younger, is to always make sure we're putting God first, and to be patient and kind, and so and also to be hardworking. And so I try to make sure I'm incorporating those and when I teach my kids things. Definitely not perfect, we are still working on that, clearly, but yeah, just I think being patient is kind of one of the most important things, because I don't know, we just sometimes we get caught up in the heat of the moment, and we just need to take a deep breath and be like, okay, we can do this.
Yeah.
And so I just always feel like she's very patient, and I just, I'm still trying to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something that I think
a key element. Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting God first, being patient, giving each other grace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I would say something my mother taught me, is that what the question
was? Yeah. Something that your mom taught
you. That my mom taught me is, and I think of growing up, you know, I came from a family of six children, and my mom was always stressing the importance of having a, and I think this is Christian values coming in to say, we need to have a peaceful, orderly home. And that's something that she was taught by her mother. And my grandmother, you know, she had 19 children, so.
19?
Yeah, my mom is one of 19, so.
19 children?
Yeah. Yes.
Didn't they have like a ping pong table as their dinner table?
Oh.
Well, maybe not necessarily ping pong, but about
but
that size.
But the size of it, yeah.
Right.
That is something. Wow, we have to have a whole episode on that alone.
Right. Could be.
Right.
But no, I think when you have a large family, when you have lots of children, to have, you know, comes back to organization, but to be able to have an environment that is loving, peaceful, and in order is very important to just maintaining and then ultimately loving home. You want that loving Christian home is how I always looked at, you know, my home growing up. And and I know that was my mom and also my dad's. My dad came from a large family too.
But yeah. Yeah, creating that safe atmosphere where you can grow and feel at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And feel loved. Right?
And feel loved.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. We talked a little bit about balancing being a mom, working full time. What do you like about your working together? What are some of the joys that you get to have with that?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, we've always been pretty close, but yeah, just being able to, once I moved out and got married, and just being able to, this is our meeting place, we get to still build our relationship as a mother-daughter and
see each other every day.
Catch up every day and deal with the craziness of my kids every day together. But no, it is, I think it is something that's special, and it is probably fairly rare.
I think it's a blessing because not everybody
gets that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say I agree with you. It is pretty rare. It does tie together with the values of Nussbaum, faith and family.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
think that's unique and very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And to have, I think, the world, crazy world we live in, to have a family relationship, you know, sometimes those are, you know, there's lots of challenges out there, and not everybody has a happy home life and, you know, relationship with their children or with their parent or, you know, just, so yeah, I would say it's a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
She can't get away from me.
Right.
No matter how hard you can try. Yeah. You got to listen to EIEIO in the morning, no matter how much you dislike
how exciting is that?
Oh, it's a special thing. You can share that together. Thinking about, are there any funny, memorable moments when you realize you're becoming like your mom? Has that ever happened to you? It's like, I'm becoming like my mom. It's like that one commercial.
Yeah.
Like
actually, so when I was younger, she always got the bright idea to...
what are you going to say?
She always had to clean the house before everybody was awake. And so we would hear her putting the dishes away. So
we'd hear the dishwasher.
We'd hear dishes being put away, and the vacuum would turn on, like everything. We would just hear her cleaning. I'm like, it is 6 a.m. Why are we starting this now?
Oh.
But now that I have my own kids, I actually find that's actually probably a good time, because it's before all the chaos starts, and you can get it done, and then you have the rest of your day to do whatever you want.
Or interruptions.
So now I feel like I find myself doing that. And I'm like, oh, I used to be like, what in the world?
What is she doing?
Yeah.
And it's like, huh, I'm becoming my mom.
Yep, for sure. But
yeah, it's funny.
I would say for me, I think it's when with my kids, as they would either talk about a friend at school, and now I'm doing it now with my grandkids. Okay, now, who are their parents? What's their parents' names?
What's their parents' name?
Where did their dad... Is he part of this family? Or, you know, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is my mother.
Yeah. It goes full circle.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fun. And I get that. It's like you have to get the jump on the day.
Right.
6 a.m. You're like making a pot roast and the kids aren't even up. Or,
right. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Any other stories like that? Seeing each other together, personal stories, memorable?
Think.
The only thing that comes to mind is me learning to ski and everybody laughing at me.
Oh no.
Because I can't get off. I could not get off the ski lift. It took me, what was it, the fourth time before I could get off the ski lift on my feet.
Yeah. So. It's like a deer on ice. Uh-huh. It was kind of funny.
You try to get up with skis on. And I didn't realize that there's a place and there's a way to get those things off before you try to get up.
Oh, no.
And, it was not pretty.
Oh.
And I didn't hurt myself.
Yeah, she came out in one piece.
Didn't break any legs or strain anything too bad. But
it sounds like you kept trying, too.
I did.
Which is good.
At one point, I just laid on my back and started laughing because I couldn't do anything.
Oh.
But now I think the last time we usually... go skiing up to like Cascade with all of the kids and grandkids.
Oh, fun.
And that's kind of their Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Instead of giving them, you know, material things, it's...
Yeah, give them
a
trip.
Yeah. Yep. And so I think this past February, did I fall? I don't think I did.
We didn't go that time.
Oh, that's right. You didn't go this time. You guys couldn't. But
yep.
I think I lost my pole a couple times, but I didn't fall. So that was
good.
You are improving each time.
I'm making progress.
It sounds like you're getting pretty good.
Yes.
Oh, that's a story. Persevering.
I wouldn't say pretty good, but I'm doing better.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the kids, especially the older grandkids, love to ski. And mm-hmm. so it's a good way to get together and...
Yeah.
Make some memories.
Build some good memories.
Yeah.
That's special. Any other things? That's okay if we don't. We can.
I guess not at the moment.
Yeah, you don't want to throw me under the bus
or anything.
Okay. I did it for myself.
Last question about this topic is, what is a piece of advice you would give to someone else navigating being a mom, like the work-life balance? What would you tell them, a piece of advice?
Mm-hmm. Just definitely, I think I probably said this earlier, but being present. Don't take your work home, and don't take, maybe if you're having some family struggles at home, your stresses at home, don't bring those into your work environment, because I think that can really affect your day and maybe your night if you're going home to it. So trying to, as soon as you walk out of the door, just take a deep breath and be like, okay, we're going to have a new start or whatnot. So. Yeah, just being present in that moment. Bringing your stresses to and from work.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. It's almost inevitable that you will take a little bit of that.
Yeah.
It's hard to
cut
off.
It is hard.
For myself, I feel like if I've had a bad end of my day at work, then I come home, I'm kind of feeling about that.
Yep.
So, but working, on how to have a good day at work and then, bring that home. And Peg?
I would say, I'm thinking of as a working mother, the importance of, and I don't mean this to sound like selfish, but self-care, taking care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, make time for yourself at some point throughout a day, you can't then help others, be there for your family, for your children, for your husband. And so for me, I try to start my day, and it requires getting up earlier than what I would like. But just to get up and make my cup of coffee, sit down, do my devotion, and just have, whether it's 15 minutes to myself to kind of right the ship, and get started off. And then get started off on the right foot, I think, and right mindset, and then be able to, take off running.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. With the day.
Yep.
I think that just is, that would be my maybe tip to any working mother, to take that few minutes to yourself. And then it helps the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, I like how you said steer the ship, so you're going the right direction at the beginning of the day. It's like, you're going to go full speed ahead, but where's the ship going?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Got to start somewhere, and that's,
yes.
I think, starting with in my case, devotion, sitting down with the word and trying to get my mind right.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, thank you both. There's a little game we like to play just to have a fun end of the podcast. It's called Hot Takes, where we share a controversial statement and you can disagree or agree with it.
Controversial. Okay.
So starting off, we have Oreos are better without the icing. Is this a fact or whack?
I think that's a whack, whatever you said. Because that's a desperation cookie. That's not a good cookie.
I don't like icing, so I would agree.
Yeah.
That would be better without.
Yeah, that's good. My mom inspired that one. She always scrapes the icing off.
And, yes. I was like,
and she just eats the chocolate?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. I disagree, but to each their own.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, next one. Cereal is a soup.
No.
It's not a soup?
No.
No way.
No.
But it's got the broth.
No.
Only if you're eating Cocoa Puffs. And then you're going to drink.
Yeah, then you drink
the drink the broth.
You have to.
Yes.
All right. Silence in the car is better than listening to the radio. Agree or disagree?
I would say I don't like silence and back to Maverick singing "I'm So Happy" and Leyland in the morning. He's got to have music.
Yeah.
Got to have song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big silence in the car person, so definitely radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's cool. Do moms actually have eyes in the back of their heads?
Yes, we do.
Yep. We see it all.
Put that down.
Yeah.
Don't even see it.
Yep.
We even, some of us work moms,
mm-hmm.
meaning like over in my area.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have eyes in the back of my head over there too.
Yeah. It's the sixth sense.
Yes.
You know what's happening. Something's not right. Put that down. Yeah. It's good. All right. Working with family, is it a blessing or a recipe for disaster?
It's a blessing.
Yeah, I think it's a blessing.
For sure.
Mm. I mean, things can happen, but yeah, just being able to be with your family and they're your support. So, yeah. I feel like some families, I mean, not all families are.
Not everybody is fortunate.
Yeah, but
I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in your case, you're able to do that, and it's worked out well.
Mm-hmm. So far.
Okay. So far.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you again for being here. Thanks for listening to our listeners, and thank you, Daniel, on sound and video, and Kyle on social media, hair and makeup, you know, inspiring us. So thanks again for listening. Until next time, stay purpose-driven and own it every moment.
Hi, this is Lisa from Recruiting at Nussbaum, and I'd love to answer any questions you have about driving with us. Give us a call at 309-268-1199 or visit nussbaumjobs.com. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to Terminal Exchange, the official podcast of Nussbaum Transportation. If you're enjoying our content, please leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word about these important topics and invite more people into conversation. You can rate and review us on your podcast app or visit us online at terminalexchange.org. New episodes arrive every other Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow Nussbaum on your favorite social media platforms and be the first to know when new episodes are released. Thanks for listening. Until next time, own every moment and stay purpose-driven.